Hello and welcome to Newsbucks. It's Monday, the 21st of January. And this is the news.
Nationalise Northern Rock.
Well, so the economy has taken a terrible downturn today. Today is the Black Monday. The most depressing day of the year because everyone's broken. It's not Christmas anymore and they don't look forward to it. It's dark and it's cold and everything's flooded.
Not for us, though.
Yeah, we've got a good day. But bad day for the economy.
60 billion wiped off the British economy in one day.
And the thing is, it's not just the British economy, it's everywhere. The FTSE is down 4.5%.
Fucking hell.
The CAC 40 is down 4.6%. The DAX is down 6.7%. And in Brazil, 6%. So even the Nikkei index is down 3.9, which is its lowest since 2005.
Well, you'd think this would make some people prick their ears up and go, aye, aye, shares have gone down, now's a good time to buy. Like, I'm really tempted to buy some in Northern Rock, to be honest.
Oh, yeah?
I would be, I'm not going to. But, I mean, I don't know much about it, so...
Well, you know, there's bad news also if you're an onion farmer,
yeah,
or an apple farmer, or a hops farmer,
mm-hmm,
as the price of apples, onions and beer all set to skyrocket due to the floods and the poor growing conditions in this country.
£4 a pint.
It's a lot of money.
That's depressing, isn't it? But it'll still be under cost price in supermarkets.
They were talking about that on the news at the weekend. Going, alcohol so cheap over here.
Is it though?
I hadn't noticed that it was particular.
It is really, certainly, if you compare what you pay in a pub to what you pay in, you know, Lidl.
Well, yes, obviously it's always different, but you know, certainly in our youth, there's always a talk of, oh, you go to France and you get a bottle of wine for a litre of wine for £2.
Mm.
And presumably you still can. It's not like our supermarket's cheaper than France, but, you know.
But food and drink here is cheaper than it was than in the 80s. It was a lot more expensive. The price of food has gone down, really.
How's the quality? Which is what we've been discussing today. You get what you pay for. We're eating some pound shop Turkish delight.
It's not really nice.
It's rubbish.
We're still eating it.
Mm. I don't pay for it now.
Well, I suppose there's different ways of producing this stuff en masse now, isn't there? So there's ways of knocking down the price, but whether it's better for you, obviously not. Because in the 80s we didn't have a quarter of all children obese, did we? We had one fat kid in the class.
We had one fat kid, Nubbies. So that's one in 30. 3%, roughly.
Yeah.
Now, students are also, graduates, like ourselves, are a bit upset about the economy and the inflation. In the civil service, they've been given a pay rise in line with inflation, which is 2.45%, I think, about that. But they're finding their student loans have gone up in line with inflation, but that inflation's 4.8%, which is more than they're saying that they're getting a pay cut, but I think that's quite a weird way of looking at it. But read on to this story. It's basically all been culled from the Facebook protest page called What Great Is the Government's Policy of Picking and Choosing What Measures to Use, which is one of the most popular Facebook pages. But this is not the first time I've been started reading a story in the Metro.
Mm-hmm.
Gone, that's quite interesting. Then I found out it's just from Facebook. Not technically actual news at all.
That's quite worrying, isn't it?
Hmm. Yep, it is.
Mind you, maybe it's a good thing. Who knows? If you're driving along using your satellite navigation system, still don't just put all your trust in it blindly. It might send you off the edge of a cliff. It might send you into space. It might send you up some rail tracks thinking
into
it's
a house.
Road. Could, you know, just listen
don't
to
believe
it.
Everything you set you hear from
listen
a satellite.
Listen to it and then think, right. And if it looks a bit weird, it possibly is because they don't know everything yet.
there's a new campaign, Save Our Amphibians.
Okay.
Out of the 100 most endangered species, I've actually cut this bit of the newspaper out,
mm-hmm.
so I don't have the stats, but lots of them are reptiles and amphibians, but nobody's really interested in them because they're not cute.
But they are.
Well, I think people are going to start to like them because David Attenborough's doing Life in Cold Blood, mm-hmm. that's his new series.
Well, that'd be good.
All about reptiles and amphibians, so sweet. It's going to be interesting. But yeah, I've got some of the endangered species here. This fella here, he's a salamander. And he evolved at the same time as dinosaurs did, but went a completely different evolutionary route. So look at him, he looks like nothing on Earth. He looks, well, do you mean he...
He looks like he's, yeah, he's got...
Looks like his brothers, but...
He's the colour of sand, he's got the face of a...
He's got weird
dog,
hands.
But with hands, he's
but
very
he looks
long,
down the side, he looks like
looks like a trilobite.
Exactly. Yeah. So he's pretty exciting. There was also, not in here, but I read it somewhere else, there's a salamander that has no lungs. It's a lungless salamander, and it breathes through its skin and through its mouth, the mouth lining. There's some exciting stuff going on in the amphibian world.
I noticed there's a frog smaller than a fingernail.
Yep. It's the gardener's Seychelles frog. Tiny, tiny little tiddler it is. On Friday, I saw David Attenborough on Jonathan Ross, and he had a tiny... I didn't realise that there's so many different species
mm-hmm.
of chameleons.
Mm-hmm.
There's loads of them. There's the Karma chameleon. There's some other ones.
There's Kuma chameleon.
Yeah. there's one little tiddler who is about the size of a fingernail. Exciting.
Oh, please.
That's going to be in the Life in Cold Blood.
There's a woman here who has owned the same refrigerator for 77 years. She calls herself the Queen of Fridges. And
has she ever been crowned the Queen of
Well,
Fridges?
No, she's self-crowned. She wrote to Electrolux and said, had the same fridge for 77 years. It's even got the same light bulb inside it. And she's been shunned by them.
Well, you know why that is?
Why?
Because her fridge is a smeg.
That's true, it is, isn't it? Actually, looking at the shape of it...
It's not old at all.
To be honest, she's got that much shit
she's done?
Stuck on it.
She dipped it in some tea and burnt the edges, so it looks old.
Yeah.
But it isn't, it's brand new fridge, though.
I think she should... I mean, does it work? There might be... I mean, who's working it? There might be somebody sat in the back of it, peddling...
You don't even know.
Been peddling for 77 years. Somebody like Rip Van Winkle type thing. That's how I see it.
More people than ever are having plastic surgery. So, I mean, economically, good news for plastic surgeons. But who really thinks they deserve any more money? I'd rather it went to the onion farmers.
Well, I'd rather people trained in surgery become proper surgeons.
Yeah, let's get, soon, as we keep saying, it will be unacceptable not to have had plastic surgery.
Do you think we'll end up caving in and having it?
Probably. I reckon by the time... Give it another 20 years, and it'll be probably weird not to have done. I really think that's true. I think it's awful. But, you know, who decided we have to shave our legs the first time?
Yeah, that's annoying.
Yes.
And cold. And itchy.
Mm. And really unnecessary if it's just natural.
But a man likes to rub a smooth leg.
Well, if he had, you know, maybe he should get used to a furry leg.
Well, you start the ball rolling.
The Madeleine McCann news. They've a new suspect has popped up out of, as if by magic. I mean, why no one's mentioned him in the last 6 months, I do not know.
Ridiculous.
But it's a picture of him here. He's got big eyebrows. He's got gappy teeth. His teeth are quite prominent. He's got a moustache. Dark moustache. A bit sort of porn starry. I think he looks like Dave Hill from Slade in the 70s. But I'm not suggesting it is him. I mean, honestly though, if someone said draw a picture of a paedophile... From your imagination,
mm-hmm.
he's not far off what you draw.
I'd make him a bit plumper, actually.
Would you?
Like sausage-like fingers.
With a bag of Haribo.
Fingers that have gone clubbed, meaning that you're about to have a heart attack.
Picture Bono for you. Looking like a freak. Scarlett Johansson is apparently going to get engaged to Ryan Reynolds. Now, I'm becoming slightly obsessed with Ryan Reynolds, with the fact that I've only ever seen... I've seen one film that he's in.
Who is he?
He's an actor, but he was the one who we kept reporting about him getting back together and splitting up with Alanis Morissette and never really understanding what was going on with them. But he's now going out with Scarlett Johansson. He is certainly more famous for his lady friends than he is for his films.
Hmm.
Can you name a film with him in?
Well, no.
Can you name him? Who are we talking about?
Something to do with Scarlett Johansson and Alanis Morissette. But no, I've forgotten the name of the man.
Okay.
Sorry.
Hillary Clinton's had a good weekend. She's sticking a thumbs up because she's won another vote in the race to... Do you think this is going to run out of steam? Because I'm already getting slightly bored of the American election now. And it's not even actually started being the election yet. It's just the who's going to be the candidate stage. Mm. Do you think it's going to run out of steam?
Not in America, because they're all daft cunts, aren't they?
Well, and it has quite a big bearing on their lives, I suppose.
Yeah.
Do you think it does on ours? Probably does, really, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, when you consider that this whole economic crisis we're having is all down
fault.
To America, we should probably go to war with them. I now declare war on America.
That's about as effective as that woman declaring herself the Queen of Fridges.
No. I'll start by... I won't have anything to do with America.
But what? Then you won't be able to watch season 2 of House. How do you feel about that?
I can take it. If you're a rapist...
I'm not.
Put yourself in the shoes of a rapist.
The men's shoes?
Okay, here you go.
Right.
So do a bit of a voice. Let's role play this.
Take your knickers off. I'm going to rape you.
Oh, shit, no. Next day.
I'm now. Finished.
All right, I'm going now. Bye. Ring, 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 ring. Is that the police?
Am I the police as well?
Yeah.
Yes, it is the police. Do not be concerned, citizen. How may I be of help?
Well, I've been raped.
Really? Do you know the rapist?
I do, yes, but it's really awful.
Well, I know, I sympathise. That's dreadful. Can you give me his contact details, please?
Yes, it's here you go.
So, what do I do now? Do I email him or something?
No.
Text him?
You text him from my phone.
Text. You are naughty for what you did last night to me.
Send. Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he's going to write back, officer.
Well, let's hope he does. It was pretty cunning text. I wrote it in text to speak.
Oh, I always do that. Yeah, I think it's me. Da 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 da. Oh, I've got a text.
What does it say?
It says, "I'm sorry I raped you last night."
Don't tell the police. Foolproof.
Now bang him up good and proper.
You probably like that.
And that is the new way the police deal with the rapist. So if you do get raped, always get their phone number.
Okay, good advice. Good advice. Paris Hilton refuses to talk out about Britney Spears' troubles. What she says is, "Who am I to knock anyone?" Well, I gather she wouldn't.
That's not...
That's the story in the newspaper.
Who am I to knock anyone? But surely she should be going something more like, "Britney is my friend, leave her alone."
They're not friends anymore.
They're not?
No. Well, she's what sent Britney spinning over the edge. Her and Lohan are basically bullying Britney. Going, "Come, Britney, take your knickers off and show everyone you're funny. You'll be really funny." And they will laugh at her behind her back. And that's what sent her over the edge.
There's some new art. You can go and see it. Sounds like your sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. I like art. I don't know much about it, but I know what I like.
There's a man called Jordan McKenzie. And it's at an art gallery in Highbury.
Mm-hmm.
55 pictures, and each one is instead of using paint or you know, pastels,
gouache,
a simple pencil. Mm-hmm. He's used his own spunk.
Not close the canvas, because that's not really going to show up.